Mr. Briggs' Hat, a sensational account of Britain's first railway murder by Kate Cahoon.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Kate Cahoon's previous non-fiction titles were shortlisted for the Duff Cooper Prize, 2004, and longlisted for the Samuel Johnson Prize, 2003. As well as writing for several newspapers and magazines, she appears regularly on national radio and television. She lives in London with her husband and two sons. For those who shine light into dark corners. Author's note. What began with shock quickly developed into nervousness, fear, and then destabilizing doubt. From a muggy July in 1864 to a freezing November, not only London, then the greatest city in the world, but much of Europe and even North America was galvanized by the events described by the newspapers of the time as a terrible drama of real life. The details of this account are drawn from primary record. Prologue. An empty railway carriage. On the evening of 9th of July, 1864, Benjamin Ames, a 38-year-old train guard, was on edge. The 9:45 p.m. from London's Fenchurch Street terminus to the suburb of Chalk Farm was already 5 minutes behind schedule, and, in the rush, there was no time to relock the carriage doors between stops. The train's driver ran the engine hard, reaching speeds of 25 miles per hour, and, hopeful that they were clawing back precious minutes, Guard Ames dutifully recorded the exact time they pulled out of each station. Stepney.